Being on a committee has a lot of connotations. It might mean getting connections, like in your church or your school. Some people think it's a political move, meaning getting power or prestige. Welcome back to Accelerando. I'm Paula Tuttle, and this week we're going to have a serious talk about orchestra union involvement. And it's not what you thought it would be. I never viewed the orchestra committee elections as a popularity contest, but the first elections for our fledgling orchestra were just that. I joined the negotiating committee at the encouragement of my brother, who was a lawyer and a lifelong Republican. And I mention that because a lot of people view unions with disdain. And I have a lot to say about that. In hindsight, for many years of being an active union member for my orchestra and my local board. The thing is, when you get involved as a committee member of your orchestra, it's many things, and it is not many other things. And though that may sound a bit cryptic, a committee can be really impactful and even powerful. And a committee can also be powerless or weak. It depends on who is on the committee and how it decides to set its sails. Let's say you get elected to serve on the negotiating committee, and that's a very specific job you're signing up for. You're entrusted with talking to the management about the new collective bargaining agreement for the orchestra. There's no limit to what the orchestra can ask. The old agreement is usually a template, but the committee can ask for anything it wants. Now, it would be bad to throw out the old agreement and start over, because here's the secret sauce to unions. The agreements need to be set up in a way that they get stronger with each contract negotiation. And the best orchestras have done just that. The wages get higher over time, and the conditions improve. Just to be completely honest, the management can also ask for whatever they want. In times of financial crisis, the management must go through the committee, which is an arm of the local and national union, if it needs to request major concessions from the orchestra members. Concessions could be wage cuts and more. Back when we started the Benenham Orchestra, the local union decided to override the committee and tried to negotiate on our behalf. This was illegal, but only in the sense that we, the rank-and-file members, had to step up and tell the union to cease and desist. Get your paws off our collective bargaining agreement, we told them. We had the right to be the deciding voice of any change, all change. This is about where my education about unions began. My brother said to me, "Why not get involved with your union?" He was right, of course. We can't just be looking at each other saying, "Will you do it? I'm too busy." Too busy doing what? Playing other jobs that pay less? The Benenham Orchestra CBA was set up pretty well. It had all the sections and components needed for an agreement. And I've talked to a lot of other orchestras that didn't start out with as good an agreement. They had lower wages, and they didn't have pension. They didn't have a lot of things. And I don't mind telling you, our first negotiation was a mess. And looking back on it, I know the management of our ballet assessed our inexperience and played on it. But still, bringing a lot of passion and commitment to the table has its rewards. So after lots of years of involvement, I have a few basic ideas I'd like to share with you. First, you should get involved by volunteering or attending meetings, and by getting involved, you learn the rules. And like anything in life, the rules give you the power to call foul. Call it on your union board. Call it on your personnel manager. Call it on your committee. Know when it's time to call in the National Labor Relations Board or the Symphonic Services Division of the AFM to take action on your behalf. Second, and just as important, Get to know your contract. I used to be able to cite the sections and clauses by heart, but the contract has morphed and expanded so much it doesn't make sense to have it by memory anymore. You should also have your local bylaws where you can get your hands on them. They're in the back of the directory, and I think they're also online. When I was member of our local board, I called Richard Totasek because we wanted to make changes to the positions of our local board, and Richard was an institution all by himself in the American Federation of Musicians. His experience as a parliamentarian, international board member, and secretary treasurer in LA made him a well-known ally to members of national and regional orchestras. So Richard suggested that we do a complete makeover of our local bylaws. And the new document is very clear and complete. I often thumb through them for what I need, and they are perfect. And for number three, maybe this is just a good idea. Read the International Musician once in a while, because there's job listings in the back, and there's always interesting and useful information in the magazine. At some point, you're actually going to be looking for a job, but there's also an online version and a website with all kinds of tools. There's the national bylaws. I don't check these very often, but there are articles in them that pertain to things I need to know. And then there's the traveling Broadway shows that use the Pamphlet B agreement, and that's online in its most recent form. And number four, it doesn't hurt to actually know some of the national board members. I asked a favor once from the outgoing president. Sure, he was running for re-election, and he needed the Pittsburgh votes. We got a national television agreement that benefited 20 or so Pittsburgh members. The powers that be were dragging their feet. One call from the sitting president opened the logjam, and we're still working under that agreement today. And here's number five, and this is really important. I heard a fellow from a blue-collar union say this once. Start thinking of the union as yourselves, not those guys down at the union office. You are the union. We, the players at the table, with our management, are the union. Even more to this point, I think we need to turn upside down what we envision as the power distribution. I believe the rank and file are the strongest faction, and if we know how a union works, we harness a great deal of power. The collective has the power to accept or decline a long list of things. The local board can't raise your dues without a vote from the membership. A CBA is ratified by the members under the contract. The board actually works for the members. The local president is our steward. The members have rights that can't be taken away that easily. What's key is understanding those rights. Are you ready to protect them? As a longtime member and advocate for musicians' rights, I'm always happy to help other musicians with anything they want to know, and specifically about the CBAs I'm involved in, and that's the Pittsburgh Opera and Ballet. I think the knowledge about a CBA is pretty vertical, meaning it's specific to an organization, and it's unique. It's derived from the years of negotiation where the management and the orchestra members sit down for a series of meetings, and they discuss the needs of the collective bargaining agreement for all parties. You could say that the CBA kind of tells a story, but it's also a document that any judge can look at and understand. So sometimes fresh eyes are good. So here's the last thing, and maybe it's the most important. It's essential that the committee changes. Having old and new members serving together is best. Having the same committee for a few negotiations could be very good too. But who's going to carry on the institutional memory if an entire committee changes? I guess the answer there is the committee seeks out the old guard when there are questions. Maybe there's no perfect solution, but in my experience, having two or three of the most experienced alongside two or three new and very competent and dedicated members is a great setup. Because the beauty of the collective bargaining agreement and the process is its everlasting commitment to change. So thanks for listening to my rant, and I hope you'll think about committee involvement in a new light. Keep leading. Find the way you can serve best. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.